Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
First pitch. Johnson takes in belt high. Nope, he said he was clipped with the pitch. Must hit his uniform.
Yeah, they're talking.
Musgrove doesn't back down from anybody. Donaldson just shoved Elias Diaz, who's trying to keep him from his pitcher. And now both benches have emptied. There's some pushing and shoving. Donaldson took offense to getting barely grazed with a pitch from Musgrove. That doesn't make much sense. Clint Hurdle's been ejected by Brian Gorman, the crew chief. On a day, Jordan Lyles has gone on the injured list. Pirates don't have a starter for Wednesday. Yeah, he has been ejected. Musgrove's coming out of this game because he jawed at Josh Donaldson. And then Donaldson, by walking a couple of steps in the direction of the mound, has been ejected as well. I think that's too sensitive, I think, by the umpires.
Well, how about that? 2 cents from Joe Block. You'll get more of that 11:25 on Friday with Cook and Joe. And 93.7 The Fan time is 3:04, brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Just a dollar down can get you new siding.
That assumes, by the way, that Cook and Joe, you know, patch up their differences from today.
Yeah, more on that
later. And
aren't
at each other's throats.
Hurdle thrown out, Musgrove thrown out, Josh Donaldson, the Braves third baseman, ejected. Clearly, if you look at the way most of us in the sports media in town reacted to this last night as we watched it unfold, pretty much everybody thought it was the wrong move, that it was just a complete ump show by Brian Gorman, the crew chief, last night to have this draconian, heavy-handed punishment for everybody that was involved. So, Chris, what should have happened last night? What would have been the correct way of handling this scene?
I wouldn't have even warned either bench. But I guess if you feel the need to do something punitive, a warning to each bench, even though there was no history between the two teams, the ball grazed his shirt. No, you know what? Forget it. Nothing. Nothing should have been done. No ejections, no nothing. Go back to your benches, you posturing losers, and play baseball on both sides. Donaldson mad because Musgrove looked at him. Musgrove not going to take kindly to him not taking kindly. Just everybody grow up and go back to your jobs, which is to play the game. I can't even do a warning for this. What is Donaldson mad at? His seams on his shirt got bruised? The ball barely hit him. It did not hit his physical person. It hit his jersey. The ball did not make contact with Josh Donaldson's body. He got a little mad because of the way Musgrove walked off the mound, which is insanely stupid and sensitive. Because that's my big problem with this. The conceit with baseball, the traditionalists who like the game exactly the way it is that it's a man's game, it's our pastime. Why is everybody that plays it, or most of the people that play it, such a sensitive baby about everything? Why? Gorman should have literally said to Musgrove and Donaldson, you go to first base, you go back to the mound, play the damn game, and been done with it. Because there was no intent on Musgrove's part. It's obvious. Why would he try that? Musgrove's the old school enough guy that if he wants to hit somebody, he's going to hit you. And he's going to make sure it hurts. But he's going to do it, quote unquote, the right way. What is Donaldson doing, man? Seriously. Tell me.
It looked to me like, let's say you're out on East Carson Street on a Friday
night.
Here
we go.
And there's a police presence. And they see outside of a bar that a fight is about to start.
Like two guys are stepping back and squaring off.
They're yelling at each other. They're talking about each other's mamas.
There's certain buzzes in the air.
And instead of, I think what good law enforcement in this situation would be is, before it escalates, let's preemptively get in between these guys and keep it from happening. Instead, what the cops do is, we'll let these two guys go at it, and then after the fact, we'll step in.
Rack them with some fines, a little disorderly conduct citation.
We'll put them both in cuffs and we'll take them down to the station. And it's like, to me, Brian Gorman and this crew last night just kind of sat back and watched it happen. And then after the fact, we're like, okay, well, how did this happen? What really occurred here? We need to do something. So let's throw the pitcher and the hitter
They threw Donaldson out of the game, I guess, for shoving Diaz, right? If you were going to guess. They threw Musgrove out of the game if I had to speculate.
Well,
in
they
the
told
moment.
You why they
I,
threw
I know,
him
but
out.
I'm playing dumb here. The only thing I could think of, and it was confirmed after the game, was he threw his hat and his glove down like, all right, if you're going to fight, I'm ready. I'll fight. That's like two guys squaring off and you getting thrown out of the game or you getting taken to jail because you took off your chains or your hat or your like nice watch or something and you were like, all right.
You rolled up your sleeves
right,
getting ready
yeah.
to fight and
we're going to have a Donnybrook.
For this.
You're right about this, though. It's not like Brian Gorman is deaf. He's an umpire. He can hear Donaldson and Musgrove talking to each other. I'll say this much. If he just jogs out before Diaz even gets there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he is sort of sensitive to this and paying attention, jogs out and basically tells Donaldson, get the hell down to first base, and tells Musgrove. It would be an ump show here, by the way, but it would not be as bad of one because it completely decided the game for the Pirates, basically, and in the Braves' favor. And if he tells Musgrove, go back on the mound, nothing happens, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to issue a warning. Everybody on the Braves bench can see that the ball literally, if it's an inch over, it doesn't even count as a hit by pitch. And everybody goes about their business. Did Max Muncier and Bumgarner get thrown out for that little tiff?
No. Bumgarner kept pitching.
Because people got in the way.
You bring something up, though. I don't put it past umpires to react, like to try to overreact and overcorrect something. So all day yesterday, this LA-San Francisco thing between Bumgarner and Muncy was in the news. And maybe this umpiring crew was like, well, we don't want that same thing happening here today, so let's get everybody out of the game before it escalates. Let's nip it in the bud. But it's also so contradictory and hypocritical on Major League Baseball's part that if you go to YouTube right now and type in Pirates Braves, the first thing that pops up is a video put out by the MLB that says, tempers flare, benches clear in Atlanta.
Of course.
They're selling and marketing this.
Of course, because you know what? And they can do it in their own minds with like this clean conscience because no punches are thrown. Elias Diaz is the victim here, and he gets shoved in his chest protector. And to him, that's like cost of doing business. You're out there defending your pitcher, whether he needs it or not. So it's like the most benign G-rated altercation imaginable. The usual stupid bullpen. Did the bullpens empty? I didn't even pay attention
enough.
Yeah,
they did,
enough. I think. Let's run out from the bullpens side by side, never ever doing what I always want them to do, which is just start a West Side Story brawl in the outfield and just really go after it so that they can all stand there. They're marketing the sizzle there because, hey, young fans, maybe they'll be like, wow, these two guys really, they were mad at each other. So you got to throw them out. What you have to understand if you're Gorman there, I think, is you are functionally deciding the baseball game.
Yeah.
Right then and there. It is not equivalent to take one team's starting pitcher out, who you have to have, because he knows who the pitchers are, right? Like, he knows the difference between Maddox and a rookie. That's why rookies don't get calls on the corner or something like that, and Greg Maddox would, or Tom Glavin would. He has to know the difference between Musgrove and some tomato can, or Musgrove and Donaldson, in terms of each man's absence and its relative impact on that baseball game. The scales were dramatically tipped by that. The second Alex... If you could have live bet that game while that Donnybrook that wasn't was starting and said, I'm just going to assume Musgrove is getting run here, therefore I will bet the Braves to win this game heavy,
yep,
you would have looked real smart. Because the minute he got tossed and it was Alex McRae coming in, forget about it. That game was over. It drove me crazy, man. I thought it was so stupid. It was like compounding levels of stupidity. Donaldson is the original sin here. Acting like a giant baby on this one. I have no problem. I'll be honest. It sounds like a homer move, and because we like Musgrove. He's come on with us multiple times, and he's a cool dude to interview and talk to. I got no problem with him standing there. If the batter's going to woof at you, what are you supposed to do, turn and walk away? No. I actually agree with Clint Hurdle saying, like, you stand your ground there in that situation. And then the stupidity compounds with Gorman. Just the cherry on top of all this, man. He could have diffused it. Instead, he chose to exacerbate the situation.
If baseball's one of their big concerns is that pace of play and speeding up these games and getting rid of dead or idle time is like really important to them. Like, the home plate umpire should tell the guy that gets hit in the jersey to just go to first base and prevent something that took.
Like, what's the player supposed to do there? If the umpire tells him that and he says, bleep you, I'm going to say my piece.
You're gone.
Run them. Fine. Give the umps the kind of power to do that.
They have the power to do that, Chris.
Well, I mean, give them, like, deputize
they
them.
They don't exercise that, or they don't use it.
Well, it's a lot more fun for Brian Gorman to kind of run both guys and then make a big show out of it. Listen, Clint Hurdle got run, too. If he had, I saw somebody tweet this. If he had taken whatever bench he could have removed from the dugout, whatever large object, and chucked it onto the field, I wouldn't have blamed him for a second. It was one of the most egregiously stupid ejections of Musgrove I've ever seen. And I'll even, again, I'll make it clear, as much as I think Donaldson started this all, I don't think he should have been tossed either. It's so dumb. If you want the game to have intensity and kind of some brass to it, right? If you want the game to feel edgy, let the kids play, which is sometimes going to be edgy, then let it be. Let Donaldson wolf and point a little, let Musgrove point at him, and then you go about your different, your jobs.
A member of the Pirates Media Hall of Fame is Bob Smyzik, who tweeted out this morning, "What am I missing? Joe Musgrove dropped his glove and took off his hat. The baseball equivalent of attempting to start a riot. Why was anyone surprised, let alone outraged, that he was ejected from the game?" The equivalent of starting a riot. Is that what happens when a guy removes his cap, all hell breaks loose?
Like,
and
it's automatic? So
punches start flying.
So when Musgrove takes off his glove on a humid night, takes his hat off to kind of brush, you know, steps off the mound, riots ensue. I love Bob's work, and I love that he's on Twitter, but I think he's barking up the wrong tree with that one. Musgrove acknowledged that's why he got tossed. Again, though, what is he supposed to do in that situation? If Donaldson is approaching him, what, is he supposed to turn his back on him? That would be stupid. What if Donaldson actually breaks through and actually decides he wants to go and sucker punches
him? Who wins a fight between Donaldson and Musgrove?
Musgrove is a big, strong dude, but I think Donaldson has a healthy amount of crazy. I go Musgrove, but the real winner in that fight, the fans. Bell rushed in there, and I wouldn't mess with Josh Bell, right? He and Musgrove are a tag team. It's at an average height of 6'7", or 6'4 and a half. What, 250 pounds? They're winning some battles. But I think Musgrove beats Donaldson. Reach advantage. Musgrove has that sort of quiet, hey, if you want to fight me, I'll fight you air about him, which
he very
is always
nonchalantly
a problem.
Prepared himself
Correct.
For a showdown.
You never want to challenge somebody like out on the street who you think has wronged you and have them say, all right, if you want to fight, and throw their hands up, because that means you're about to get knocked unconscious.
You're right about that, pretty much for all intents and purposes, costing the Pirates the game. And if I'm them, I've never seen a game get protested because of a wrongful ejection. But if there was ever a case or a reason to file one with the league, it would be for this, no?
So I thought about that while I was talking 2 minutes ago, and I said, what if they had filed a protest? The only thing I can come up with as to why it would be very quickly shot down, even though in the spirit of it, I think people would understand where they were coming from. The league couldn't say, like, this is an actual yes or no call that was missed, right? Or like a clear violation of a written rule. You're basically saying we cost you the game because your relief pitcher sucks so bad that there was absolutely no earthly way they were holding the Braves under 8 runs. That's not grounds, you know, for a protest to be upheld, I would think. I don't think Ford Frick is going back or, you know.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I heard this question get asked to Hurdle after the game. Somebody said, you know, you got to, like, tip your cap to Alex McRae. No, you don't.
In fact, cap tipping is required.
He's allowed to come into the game and get outs.
Yeah, they acted like he was a kid who had won a contest or something, like an 18-year-old plucked from the... You know what they acted like? He was that emergency goalie in the NHL. I think it happened once this year.
A coach who has to come
into
a game?
No, it's like a guy that played college, low-level college goalie who's a beer league player.
Yep.
Who did it happen to? The Blackhawks had a guy.
Yeah.
And they're acting like he's that guy being asked to come in and pitch because he's on retainer at the game as the emergency pitcher. No. Alex McRae is a big league player, at least in name. He is if he goes in there and pitches 3 scoreless innings, Pony,
yep.
Then I tip my cap to him.
No, instead he got absolutely
crushed. He got shelled. Acuna hit a ball out off of him for a grand slam that might
Tyone
not have come
say,
down.
The worst part of this is that guys are going to lose their job. I don't have any sympathy for McRae in this situation whatsoever. He sucks. And at some point, as like the low man on the totem pole in the bullpen, you get thrown into situations like this, and you got to make the most of your opportunities, and he doesn't.
You got to understand, though, like when Tyone's saying that, he might even know that what you're saying is pretty much true, but ultimately that guy is a brotherhood there of players. Like, I can understand that point of view.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.